everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and other research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in this absolutely fake film, Blue Beetle?
Trailer didn't do any favors making it look like a real movie.
No.
When we've talked about this before, on Baseless Speculation, often I'll just type in new movie trailers and get tricked.
Yeah.
So when I saw that the Blue Beetle trailer was out,
I remembered what Joel Dusha had told you, and you were like, I gotta check.
But then I watched it, and I still wasn't convinced that I hadn't been tricked. I had to see it in multiple places, and people doing reacts before I was like, this is a real movie, I guess.
I'm still not convinced. It seems pretty fan-made at times,
It still rings. It does not ring true, you know?
I will say, interesting they've gone for this tone in the trailer, since it's a very similar tone to Shazam, which, at time of recording, has just cracked 100 million at the box office.
That's awesome.
Huge ups to Shazam. Unfortunately, that makes it one of the biggest
flops of the year.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good stuff. Well, Blue Beetle, it sits in this weird pocket, doesn't it, where it was like one of those movies that was going to come out pre-James Gunn's new 10-year plan, but it also didn't get canceled.
In between one of the other 10-year plans, and I kind of bundle it with Batgirl.
Yes, absolutely. It's like
rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Rip to a real one. Yeah, so it's kind of like this weird movie that doesn't, like, we don't know where it fits in the DC. Is it going to be relevant to James Gunn's
DC? The trailer references Batman.
That's true. They call him a fascist.
Yeah.
Got him.
Yeah.
Bruce Wayne is pissed.
I don't know. On one hand, I'm like, I wish they would stop just making these like things that are interconnected.
And
just like stop selling me the next movie and sell me the movie you're making. Right?
Absolutely.
So on one hand, I'm like, I really wish they would just focus on a film. And then the other hand, it's kind of like, you are focusing on the film, but also there does need to be some cohesion.
Well, I think the trick is that this Blue Beetle was part of a 10-year plan. Like, the Batman.
You're going down the wrong path, because we've discussed this before, and longtime toilet listeners would know this. Because in January, when James Gunn gave his, like, hey!
Dista movies.
What the fuck is up? Dista movies, baby!
Yeah, I remember that.
He said Blue Beetle is disconnected from the previous DCEU and therefore could be connected to the new one.
Did he say could be?
He said, direct quote is...
That's so funny. I don't know.
Let's find the exact quote here, because what I'm reading says could be.
So I guess they did make a relatively, like, independent, self-contained film that is that tenuous link to the wider bullshit, which I'm a big fan of.
That's all right. Yeah, because what I was going to say is that, like, you get movies like The Batman, which you know from the outset and from the design, like the moment they started production, this is not connected to anything.
This is not your previous Batman you saw a year ago.
Yeah, exactly.
So What the fuck? This flew under our radar the first time we did an episode on this.
Yeah.
So first of all, this statement is going to sound very funny anyway, but then there's the end of it has like a bombshell that we missed.
Oh my God.
I think, so this is James Gunn.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, I put on my James Gunn voice.
Please.
I think that we've gotten lucky with the next four movies because we have Shazam, which leads into Flash, which resets everything.
Wait, did Shazam?
Shazam leads into Flash?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Wonder Woman I think is in Flash.
Yeah, Wonder Woman's in Flash.
Maybe the Wizards.
Because Billy Madison came back from the dead.
a dragon attacked
Shazam.
Shazam.
The Flash.
City.
The Helen Mirren.
Lucy Liu. Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels.
McG.
Jag.
So many people watched Jag.
Jag was huge.
NCIS is a Jag spinoff, which is also huge.
Yeah.
Was Jag huge in places that weren't Australia?
Yeah.
Good. Here's my question for you boys. Maybe you know the answer. What's JAG stand for? Is it first? Actually, first question. Is JAG an acronym?
Yes.
Okay. What's it stand for? Joyous army guys.
Judicial
airship guy.
We know the G is guys. That's a lot.
What does... So fuck this James Gunn thing, JAG. Yeah.
What does JAG stand for? Because it's about army guys.
I know I watched almost every episode of JAG when it was on the television and I was in... school.
That's awesome.
Don't remember a single episode.
Charles Abbott, big jag head.
Judge Advocate General.
Oh my God.
So the judge advocates, i.e. they uniformed lawyers.
For judges? I don't know what JAG was about. Zammit clearly did, because he watched it when he got home from school.
They were on a...
Were they on a boat?
Boat, yeah, but the boat that has planes.
Oh, I always thought JAG was about, like, army law.
It is.
It's, oh, okay.
Yeah,
Judge Advocate General. It's army law. It's U.S. Navy law.
Was it based on a movie that spun off into a film?
No,
no,
but its feet are firmly planted in two movies.
Is A Few Good Men?
And...
A few
Hunt for Red October.
No, Top Gun.
Oh.
I can't imagine Tom Cruise in that outfit I remember the JAG promos.
Yeah.
And like, good posture.
Yes, you need good posture to be
also,
in JAG.
I might just be thinking of A Few Good Men.
Do they call them JAGs?
Yeah.
They're like, we need a JAG on this.
Yeah, call up the JAGs.
Get the JAGs on the blower.
How many episodes there were of
JAGs? Like,
Me take a guess. 227 across 10 seasons.
It's like huge show.
Sounds like you're reading, not taking a guess.
No, I just know that at the time of the original airing of its fifth season in the United States, JAG was seen in over 90 countries worldwide.
Whoa, that's heaps.
JAG furthermore spawned the hit series NCIS, which in turn led to spin-offs NCIS Los Angeles, NCIS New Orleans,
and Quantum Leap. Quantum Leap? I don't know why. It's just got people also search for Quantum Leap.
NCIS.
Is there a Quantum Leap connection to JAG?
Did somebody leap into JAG?
NCIS Hawaii, and here's a show I didn't know existed, NCIS Sydney.
What?
If we get killed by the military, we could be in TV.
Huh. Is that how it works?
Yeah.
It's crazy to imagine baseless speculation.
It starts next year. We can still be... It starts this year.
We can still be in it. Huh. We just need to be killed by an army man. We need to be crushed by a tank, I think.
Yeah.
The three of us. Then we'll finally be on JAG Sydney. Wow, that's cool to learn about JAG.
Yeah.
I bet most of I'm gonna go out on a limb, throw out a percentage. Uh-huh. I think 95% of our listeners didn't know about JAG.
But now they love
now
JAG.
Now you're big JAG heads.
Oh yeah, they're big. They're saying, "Hey, hello, local DVD store. Yeah, I'd like to buy all 10 seasons of JAG.
Yeah, give me your JAGs.
Yeah,
got any JAGs,
brother? Where the JAGs at?
Yeah. Okay, so probably after the cancellation of the series Quantum Leap, co-creator then moved on and made JAG.
What? Well,
there was some other bullshit first.
That's crazy to go from Quantum Leap, where frickin' whatever his name is...
Also, something to do with Magnum P.I. was around.
That's Monk.
Fuck.
Which is coming back for a movie.
Yes!
Monk's back, baby.
I'm also a big Monk head. Did you watch Monk when you got home from school, Sam?
Nah. Yeah, Monk rocks.
Monk was a bit after my time.
I think I watched Monk when I got home from school.
Yeah, I think it was like JAG and Ally McBeal. Those are my... That's my era.
Do you
Monk
think...
was a bit after.
Yeah,
after
that's fair.
Get them. Oh, movie's got a good name.
Yeah.
So in March 15, 2023, that's hot off the presses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We should be doing a BS on Monk.
Peacock ordered a
real movie.
Yeah.
Peacock ordered a Monk follow-up film titled Mr. Monk's Last Case, a Monk movie.
Okay. Does anyone remember how Monk left off?
Well, Monk, the sort of backstory of Monk, by backstory I mean like the story that was happening in the background, is that his wife had been murdered, and Monk was trying to solve the murder of his wife.
Uh-huh.
But obviously he had quite intense OCD, so that sort of like prevented him, but he was a brilliant detective.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think he found out who the murderer was, but was possibly blackmailed in later seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's fair to say that Monk would be the detective from the world of Frasier?
So you think that if...
Like, in the world of Frasier, you could imagine Monk and Frasier taking place in the same universe.
Frasier has a problem.
And
no!
He would go to Monk.
You could imagine Monk going to the bar in Cheers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Frasier and Niles are stressed because...
Did you really say Frasier and Knuckles?
Frasier 3 and Knuckles.
Well, Oh my god, I mean, I'm going to throw another name into the mix here, but I can also imagine this also happening in the same universe as The Nanny.
Yes!
Oh, yeah!
Big time, because like, The Nanny and Frasier would...
Well, Frasier would go see a movie, like a production that Mr. Sheffield had...
And there's The Nanny in the audience.
Yeah.
My goodness, Niles!
She's making such a ruckus.
She's making such a ruckus while I was trying to watch the opera! Mr. Sheffield! Yeah. Oh my god.
She must know the playwright. Oh my, I need to have a quick conversation.
Yeah.
Or maybe Frasier puts his, foot in mouth disease, where he makes I love the play, Sheffield, but there was this woman in the audience. That voice was like so shrill. And then it's like, oh, man, you mean my wife?
And then
CC tries to jerk off Miles or whatever.
Niles?
That's an awesome beef.
Because CC and Niles.
Just to get the butler, what's his name?
Niles?
The butler from The Nanny.
Yeah, they're both Niles.
No, oh, well, there's the beef one.
Oh, my God.
You'll never guess what happened, Frasier. There's another Niles. Good God, Niles. Another Frasier. I mean, another Niles.
Good God, I just thought that one of you was insufferable.
What are we to do?
With two peas in this bloody pond.
Niles and Niles giving Frasier the business.
Meanwhile, Niles, this damn woman has been trying to jerk me off.
Niles.
Good God, Niles. Jerked off by a woman named CC. Are you kidding me? Anyway, this writes itself. And then the dad's there being like, I got jerked off in the 50s when I was a police officer.
Ain't that right, Eddie?
Woof, 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 woof. Eddie's back. Eddie's back from the dead, Frasier. Yeah.
Anyway. But he still hates you.
Anyway, if you're rewriting Frasier,
If you're a part of the creative, department of the Monk film, get us in, because we've got some great ideas.
We can get some bold plans.
It's like, one of the Niles gets jealous of the other Niles and hires a PI, i.e. Monk.
Oh, my God.
He's shifted from detective work to PI work now.
I imagine both of Niles team up, hire Monk as a detective, and then all of them being neurotic is also just
all bouncing off each other. It's chaos. Monk can't deal with the two Niles. That's too much for him. Frasier's yelling. Oh, my God.
Frasier's trying to have a crack at Fran.
Yeah.
That pairing.
Mr. Frasier.
I reckon he'd hate Fran.
Yeah.
But she'll have a crack.
She's still having a crack.
Yeah.
She's a dynamic lady.
Exactly. She is.
Frasier is a piece of shit.
Yeah. It's sad that Fran got thrown out to the curb.
Yeah. Watch out, CC, though.
Yeah.
Because, Fran Drescher is on the scene. Yeah. Anyway, what was James going to say?
She's got stars. She's got flares.
She was there.
That's how she became the nanny.
That is how she became the nanny. That's how she became the nanny, Niles.
Good God!
Good God, Niles! That's how she became the nanny! She had style, she had flair, she was there!
Oh, Frasier getting along with Fran's mum.
Oh, yes! Oh, my God! Fuck! Somebody make this show!
Frasier! I'm a big fan of your radio show!
Oh, it's always nice to meet a fan! But good God, your voice!
Oh, behave!
Your phrase is always just so, like three beats away from a heart attack.
It's good to look up our audience demographic now and be like, all these references are from 10 years before any of our listeners were born.
Nobody gets our Frasier and the Nanny and Monk jokes anymore. That's sad.
Monk ends with him solving his wife's murder.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then also finding out he's got a stepdaughter and also getting over his phobias, but then his stepdaughter's like, go keep being a police officer.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay. And now I guess he's got another last case.
Okay. Because I can imagine also Valerie hiring, say, Monk or something like that. And then it's like, all this kind of stuff. And then, best friend comes in, it's Fran.
We
have the connection to, Frasier. It's
perfect.
Guys,
somebody's going to do this.
Monk has an older brother called Ambrose Monk, played by John Turturro. And he fills the Mycroft role.
That's awesome.
And he would love the theater.
Yeah, that's very true. My God. We got to rewatch all of these shows.
That's all right. That's probably only about 1,500 episodes of TV.
Yeah. Could you imagine the episode where, you know, like Cats, like the film has come out?
Oh, damn.
And Maxwell just being like, take that, fucking Lloyd Webber, you piece of shit.
I forgot he hates Andrew Lloyd Webber.
He hates him so much.
That's a great bit.
Mr. Sheffield can't fucking stand him.
Maybe that's how, you know, Fraser and him, they bond over that. But, you know, maybe Niles, both of them love the film.
Well, what's also maybe Mr. Sheffield's first name?
Maxwell.
Maxwell.
Maxwell, you know I love the theatre, but good God!
Good God, Maxwell! Cats! I know. Have you seen the Starlight Express? How is that on the stage? What are they trying to say?
I don't care about the lives of trains!
They're not even real people!
Good God!
And then you know that he would be talking shit to Andrew Lloyd Webber to Maxwell Sheffield, and then he would meet Andrew Lloyd Webber, and the thing about Fraser, he's such a brown noser.
He'd be
like, I love all of your productions, and then Sheffield would find out if it's...
Oh, I reckon Andrew Lloyd Webber would be like, that's funny, because that's not what I heard.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
I read the papers, Fraser Crane.
Oh, Fraser, it's so nice to meet Dr. Fraser Crane, was it? I'm a big fan of your radio show. I heard your review of my most recent play on air.
Yeah. Like the gossip, like the rag. Uh-huh. It was like, you know, famous radio psychologist Dr. Fraser Crane was overheard with playwright Maxwell Sheffield badmouthing incredible legend Andrew Lloyd Webber's new play.
And then Andrew Lloyd Webber and Roz get together.
Damn.
What is a boy to do?
Toss salad and scrambled eggs
all over my face.
Ugh.
And somebody's got to get on this.
A perfect name for the film is that it's just, you know, toss salad and scramble.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's the crossover everybody's been wanting.
Yeah, the CW, you come did on, Crisis on in Infinite Earths. Yeah. Do this instead.
Crisis on
in
Infinite Monks.
James Gunn said, I think we've got lucky with the next four movies because we have Shazam, which leads into Flash, which resets everything, which then goes into Blue Beetle, which is totally disconnected from everything that came before and can be part of the DCU. And then this is the part that we missed last time. Yeah. So he doesn't, winding the clock back to when you were making fun of him saying could be part of it. He says can be part of it.
If you wanted to.
Which goes into Aquaman, which leads into Superman Legacy. That part we missed last time. Oh. Aquaman leads into Superman Legacy.
I think that's a lie.
Yeah, that can't be true.
That's a straight up lie.
He backtracks.
There it is.
So leads into Superman Legacy, our first big project. But the one thing I can promise is that everything from our first project forward will be canon and will be connected.
So it basically sounds like he's saying all of these, they can be connected if you want.
They're saving face for all these films.
Yeah.
Just so that people go and see them as opposed to like...
Yeah, because if he came out and he was like, they're not connected, then they're nothing. They're basically like a limb we need to chop off or whatever.
They're like, you know, when you've gone for a walk and it's raining and you didn't notice the wet dog turd on the ground, and then you get back to your house and you got wet dog turd on your foot.
I do know that.
It's movies of that.
I just don't... So... The end scene of Shazam, like the end credits thing, like if that had just been cut out completely, then you're like, okay, cool, it's not really connected to a standalone,
it's whatever it is.
Sure, Wonder Woman is there, we know Wonder Woman exists in this universe, whatever, but there's no connections going forward. So, like, you didn't need that.
Absolutely.
And so I can imagine the same thing for, I guess, Aquaman or whatever. It's just like, hey, cut some of that stuff out so that weird tenuous like link that you're trying to shoehorn in.
Yeah, yeah.
Or that you had planned to, and just cut your losses.
Well, they did with the Batman cameos. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, that's true. They did get rid of them. In Aquaman 2, they got rid of the two Batman cameos.
They filmed two different Batman cameos because they didn't know which Batman was going to be in the DCU.
Hey. It might come back. You don't know yet. Movie's not released. You don't know yet.
They might come back. Both of them.
Back to back, dual screen. We don't know.
Like a split screen multiplayer video game.
Get both scenes
at once. Maybe because the Flash is already messing with time.
Exactly. Maybe we get the same scene, but it's overlaid with the other scene. Who knows? Fuck me up.
Fuck me up with your movie.
Come on.
Do the Clue thing where different cinemas get different things.
Please. Yeah. I'm begging you.
So I think then what James Gunn is saying basically is that this might have some references to the DCEU, but it doesn't matter. And they're going to be pretty minimal.
So I think what he's saying is no actors are cameoing in this film.
Absolutely.
So any references to heroes could be the new heroes. So.
Or the old heroes. Yeah. It's unclear. Because they do, like I said, they do mention Batman in this trailer. So
they call him a fascist.
They call him a fascist. That's true. So
could be any Batman.
Could be any Batman. Could be freaking
Michael Keaton, Pat the guy Fleck. That we've...
Pat Fleck. Could be Keaton Fleck. Could be, I don't know, Kilmer Fleck.
Could be Christian Bale.
Fleck.
Could be Clooney Fleck.
Yeah, could be Clooney Fleck.
We don't know.
Clune Fleck.
Yeah, could be talking Clune Fleck. So
Flecks to choose from.
So do we think then that this movie is still going to end with, like all superhero movies do, like a sequel tease?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think this movie is kind of just going to play out like a typical superhero movie.
It's going to end with a post-credit tease to Booster Gold.
Yeah. I saw a thing recently where somebody was like, hey, Chris Pratt, would you play Booster Gold if James Gunn asked? And he was like, if he thinks I'm right for the role, I will. So
Chris Pratt, why? Was that on Twitter?
It was in an interview somewhere.
Why?
I don't know.
I
guess he's done. He's not probably not going to be freaking.
Well, I mean, Star-Lord and Booster Gold are the same, so that makes sense.
So I guess he'd just jump in.
He could kind of look like, yeah.
But also, isn't Booster Gold meant to be like quite young? And he's from the future?
Well, it depends which iteration, right? Again, I don't know heaps about DC. I know that this Blue Beetle isn't usually...
Yeah, you're the DC guy.
That's true. I am Johnny DC.
Mm.
Like, this Blue Beetle isn't the usual Blue Beetle.
I don't know enough about Blue Beetle.
This is the third Blue Beetle.
With Booster Gold.
So he's not the Blue Beetle that kicks around with Booster Gold?
Not that Blue Beetle. Okay. Yeah. He's not that Blue Beetle. It's the next Blue Beetle. Or, like, in the game, I think it's like three Blue Beetles.
Yeah.
Isn't there a Lady Blue Beetle?
Very possibly.
Yeah.
You're doing a terrible job of being our DC guy.
Ask me about...
But Booster Gold...
Ask you about what? Who? Yeah. Go on.
Ask me about Superman.
What's his son's name?
Isn't it, like, John L.?
Yeah, John L.
Yeah. John L. Sure, why not?
Didn't he name him after Jonathan Kent?
So Booster Gold, he's like from the future. He's a bit of a loser in his time.
So he's come back in time to be like, maybe I can, back when people were more primitive or something,
I
can impress them with my future tricks.
Yeah, because I got like future tech. Yeah. Plus, I got a heap of knowledge about what happened.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I did not study history at all.
Shit, I'm just guy on the street now, I guess. Yeah. Because I think that's...
Like Andy, right, from, Parks and Rec. You look at that,
Chris Pratt could do that, that's true, but I just haven't seen him pull that kind of vibe off for
I know we all seem to dislike Chris Pratt fair reasons.
Yeah.
It's this kind of thing of like, maybe, pre-Guardians, when did we all fall off the Pratt band?
I don't know.
As a collective.
I feel like he could have, if the DC had taken off at the same level as the MCU or whatever, then I think he could have done Booster Gold and we would have all loved it instead of Star-Lord.
Yeah.
But I think if he went from Star-Lord to Booster Gold, who, you said, have just such similar personalities.
Similar vibe.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I'm like, well, I've seen this from you, Chris Pratt. I'm not that interested.
For me, weirdly, a good Booster Gold, just visually, would be a blonde John Hamm.
Yeah, I can see that. Absolutely.
It's a bit... If Blue Beetle's a teenager, they're going to have to go
Because it's a different pairing, as it were.
Yeah.
So, that's a... Yeah.
So, this Blue Beetle that we're getting, Jamie, first appears in Infinite Crisis.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Beetle... I'm glad they're not trying to do this, but I'm scared this is how it's going to come across.
Yeah.
Because the Beetle from the first Blue Beetle, the scarab that gives him Blue Beetle powers, is thought to be dead but then is alive, and then he's given to the wizard Shazam, who then gets killed, and then the Beetle flies away and then ends up at Jamie's house and fuses with him while he sleeps.
So that's what happened to this Blue Beetle.
Do you think there's going to be a Shazam wizard cameo dressed like he is at the end of Shazam 2?
Oh, I hope so.
With his awesome hat and suit. Maybe.
Booster Gold then goes to knock... This is what I think the post-credits scene will be.
Yeah.
Because in Infinite Crisis, Booster Gold tracks the Scarab to Jamie's house, knocks on the door, and is like, you're Blue Beetle now, come help.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to
happen. Yeah, you're probably right.
It'll be Booster Gold from behind. Mm. So they haven't cast him yet.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, they might have. Who knows?
Or they'll do that and never cast him because we're not going to get a continuation of Sean B.
There was a Booster Gold thing was announced, wasn't it?
Was there?
That was Blue and Gold, which was announced and then cancelled.
That was announced. It was one of those in that era where DC was just throwing out whatever the fuck they could.
wait, wait, wasn't there one trying... with guns and... Oh, man, keeping track of all the DC it's a bullshit mess. News is like... Hmm. Hell, even keeping track of all the Marvel news is like... Huh? It came out, was it today or yesterday, where they're like, we're cutting back. You know, we were doing like 18 movies a year. We're doing three now.
Maybe we'll pace it out a little bit.
They were already doing three a year. So if they said that, hey, we're only doing three movies a year, they haven't changed anything.
Oh, it's like it's they're cutting back. They're like very much scaling back their production.
Yeah, I reckon they're scaling back TV.
Yeah.
They're both.
Yeah.
But they're not scaling back movies. It's been
three. You're making me remember how fucking like looked at thing at like 7 in the morning, you son of a bitch. Ah, fine, I'll have a follow-up.
You'll find it.
Phase 3 has had three movies every year.
Yeah, well, maybe they're going down to two.
They should.
One a year.
They won't do one because people stop seeing them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Three was like the magic number, I reckon.
Yeah.
You go one February, one May, June, one November.
Yeah.
Kept everyone hyped.
Two shows and three movies a year, down from the previous target of four shows and four movies a year.
Oh, yeah, so they never hit four movies a year.
Four movies would have been too much.
Well, yeah, because it means that they go February, May, June, November.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they cut them back on TV shows. And, yeah, I don't know if they'd ever hit. Did they ever hit four movies in a...
No, this year would have been the first one, except they moved the Marvels.
Yes, that's right.
Maybe next year it was scheduled for four.
Mm. Either way, anyway, I'm glad they're not doing it.
Yeah, they fucked it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, yeah, that was like last month. All right, then.
There you go.
Flew under my radar.
Yeah, but you read it this morning. That's good.
I did read it this morning.
Inspired by the life of the savvy and ambitious Colombian businesswoman Griselda Blanco comes a new Netflix original limited series. Griselda tells the story of a devoted mother who, with her lethal blend of charm and relentless savagery, creates one of the most powerful cartels in history. Witness Sofia Vergara's captivating transformation into the godmother of the underworld. Griselda, streaming January 25th, only on Netflix.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day, to the things I wish would die, like buffets. All that and much more. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca wherever you get your podcasts.
So the Blue Beetle,
yeah.
What? Who's the bad guy? Is you looked it up? Johnny the Indestructible Man, or something?
Yeah, Johnny the Destructible Man. That's his name.
Damn, you're so easily destructible.
Don't hit me. I'll fall apart.
Well, that happened in the Unbreakable movies, Mr. Glass, eh?
Yeah, that's true. But he at least had his intellect to.
Yeah.
Carapax the Indestructible Man.
That's it.
Okay.
So it's Blue Beetle versus another Blue Beetle.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, what gave it away? Carapax?
Yeah.
Like Carapace?
What is the Blue Beetle?
What? Well, you're Mr. Johnny DC. You tell us.
I think it's like an ancient Egyptian machine or something like that. Or like from the, you know, like sometimes how the past is the future?
Yeah, I do know how sometimes the past
especially
is the future.
In comics. I think it's from a past future of like ancient Egypt guys, and they made this machine.
Have you seen what Carapax the Indestructible... I'm ignoring pretty much everything you just said because it's nonsense. This is what Carapax the Indestructible Man looks like.
Oh my god, I hope he looks like that.
Like a beetle mech.
He looks like a character
like
from
a
Transformer. Fucking Insector. He's awesome.
And all of his comic adaptations look pretty similar. That's a more modern version.
I reckon we're going to get a pretty spot on sort of version of that then in the movie. I think they'll go for it.
Well, like, because Blue Beetle kind of looks like when he's in full costume, it's this kind of combination of like Iron Man mixed
and
with
Deadpool.
Spider-Man / Deadpool. Mixed with, I don't know if you remember the anime Guyver, where they made a live action.
No. It sounds made up.
Guyver.
Like the 80s or 90s,
I think. Guyver?
No. Guyver. G-U-V-E-R. Guyver.
Okay.
Oh, Bio Booster Armor Guyver, of course.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
That's Guyver.
Looks like.
Oh, it kind of does look like Guyver.
It looks seems like
right.
Guyver.
Samet was right. He's
looks
got
like sort of that. And it also seems to be very anime inspired.
Yeah.
And as we're watching the trailer, I was like, is it?
Mark Hamill was the Guyver?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mark Hamill was the Guyver.
That's crazy.
Yeah, watching like the I guess like the graphics of it all, like yeah. the CGI. It's like I don't know if it's really good or really bad.
It's stylized.
Yeah, it's stylized. I like because I like that you can. Yeah, there's you know, all the problem with like a lot of superhero films where they wear they're masked up.
Yeah.
It's kind of like it's really hard to have expression.
Yeah,
because like being doing like Spider-Man's a classic one where it comes down to he's like his eyes are moving. Right?
Yeah,
and I think the MCU did a pretty decent job there where it was like oh it's kind of mechanized.
Yeah,
so they let his eyes have expression.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they took the shortcut, which is everyone's suit's made of nanobots, so every time anyone talks, the mask comes off.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, terrible.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit! I've been punched in the guts, and I took my mask off to say this. Anyway, back to the fight.
Stop doing that, Marvel. Remember when Iron Man's suit was in a suitcase?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was baller.
Now it's in a button on his chest. Well, now it's in the grave.
Yeah. I don't think they buried his suit.
They buried the nanobots.
That's, yeah,
that's canon.
That's true.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Fused to his bones.
Yeah. Soon we're going to get just like nanobots piloting a corpse.
Whoa!
It's Iron Corpse. They're calling that. That's fucked up.
What are you going to call him?
Corpse Man.
Oh, that is more respectful. Yeah, you're right.
Corpse Man of Tone.
Yeah.
Corpse Man of Tone.
May he rest in peace.
Yes. So, it is very stylized. Mm. I love the like HUD he has in his visor looks like the music visualizer on like Windows XP, which
looks,
is pretty awesome.
It kind of reminds me of the Nintendo 64 game where you're a bee.
The Nintendo 64 game when you're a bee.
And you have a gun.
A bee with a gun.
You're a bee and you have a gun. Yeah. That's interesting.
I know this game. What is it called?
Yeah. It just kind of reminds me of like what that HUD would look like if that was like a first person, because it's very like insectoid or what we imagine that.
How
to
could
look
I
like.
Forget the name of Buck Bumble?
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah,
Buck Bumble.
Yeah, and for me, it's got big like PS2 game vibes as well. Like there's,
like, I like
this...
it. Like it's stylized, right?
Yeah.
I kind of. So watching this, it's just this weird thing where I'm like, okay, they've gone for like it's stylized.
Yeah,
it's, they've gone for like
mid budget.
Mid budget. That's the same sort of color scheme almost as some of the like the Ms. Marvel TV series.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, oh, it's a little bit like that. It looks like it's not taking itself serious. It looks kind of fun,
but it is
a
also
bit of body horror.
Yeah, it doesn't. The trailer's not just like, hey, what's up? We're just regular. Oh no, we're quipping while bad things happen.
I like that his fam know that he Blue Beetle, like, and they're all freaking out when he transforms. That's pretty funny.
I think it looks like it'll be paint by numbers in the way the story plays out, but in a weird way that might be a bit refreshing with, like, the current landscape of superhero.
Well, there'll
movies.
Be no cameos.
Yes.
I don't know.
The only cameo we could possibly get is the post-credit scene that I'm locking in and is happening, which is when Booster Gold knocks on his door.
See, I think it'll be Booster Gold and Blue Beetle, i.e. the Ted...
The two,
Ted Kord or whatever his name
They've showed the other Blue Beetle suits, so I reckon they are in the movie.
Mm. Have they?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay. There's that scene where his family's driving the Booster Beetle car.
The Blue Beetle car.
Which you know is that scene takes place when Blue Beetle's at the final battle and he's like, I'm not going to be able to do it alone. And then his family take, that's like such a classic kind of
well,
moment.
Well, it's like, you know, the
we are in phase van in the DCEU, which is the family get in a van and help with the fight.
Happens in every movie.
It's what they get. The message will be La Familia.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be, you got to stick by your family.
Like, in fact, old mate Carapace is like, your connection to your family make you weak, like, but really it make me strong.
Yeah, it make that's me strong. The theme. Day in van right now.
And they just drive the beetle copter or whatever into Carapace.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, Dusha just made a very upsetting face.
No, I was just trying to figure out what this means.
He's learning.
Yeah. I'm learning. So, Let me learn.
I'm sorry. Please continue your journey. So, in the trailer for this, we see that Blue Beetle gets his powers when he gets given a hamburger case.
Yeah. So he's going for a job interview at something. I'm guessing he's like, it's like whatever his job is, it is either like, oh, he's good with tech or he's whatever it might be, or it might just be middle manager. I don't know. And then some lady is like,
here's a hamburger. Take it home with you. Protect it with your life. Opens it up. The scarab's in there. Scarab fuses to him. Yeah. Now he's got powers.
Yeah.
What is going on there?
Yeah, so I don't. I think this is going to kind of be very similar to like Ms. Marvel, the TV series, in that it's kind of like the similar beats and like a similar kind of story. It's just that in Ms. Marvel, the family don't know she's Ms. Marvel until quite late.
But in this, they do. Yeah,
and so I think it's going to be almost like, it's a similar vibe they're going to go.
Yeah,
with.
I can see that.
So. It just might be Susan Sarandon want Beetle.
Yeah, yeah.
And lady that gives it to new Blue Beetle.
He's trying to get it away from Susan Sarandon.
Susan Sarandon plays Victoria Cord.
Okay. Oh,
how
okay.
is she related to Ted Cord?
Great question.
Maybe wife?
Wife, lover.
Mama, best friend.
With the same last name?
It's coincidence. Yeah, but I imagine you're right. The lady who gives him the hamburg is like
older sister of Ted Cord.
Okay, there you go. It's a cool dynamic. Not enough if she's like a villain. Not enough characters have their villain be their like just brother or whatever.
Well, Susan Sarandon to play
a film called Shang-Chi.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You might actually have experienced.
I think that one slipped me by.
When that's so weird. It's so been weird. On Disney Plus for over a year now.
Yeah, you should probably fire that up, my dude.
Maybe stop watching Monk or whatever, and start watching the one job you the one movie that's actually relevant to your job.
I don't know. We might be doing a Monk BS. So it's probably good to watch all the Monk.
find out what we're gonna do with Mr. Monk's Last Case, a Monk movie.
Probably worth watching.
A very Monk movie.
So yeah, I guess you don't see that often because you haven't seen that one film at least where there is a sister that is a villain.
Okay, I guess it's the same as this. Fickle.
Yeah.
Well,
fuck you. So just going to the trying to figure out the Ted Cord and Dan Garrett situation because they're the other two Blue Beetles because the first trailer for the film released on April 3rd, 2023. We knew that because we've seen it. Yeah. Revealing that the film will take place in... Anyway, that isn't important.
Okay.
We'll move on.
It also showed first look at the costumes of Dan Garrett and Ted Cord, the previous Blue Beetles before Jamie.
I missed that in the trailer.
And we watched it multiple times.
3 or 4 times. Okay. So then maybe it's the kind of thing with the...
But they're not cut in the cast list, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, maybe the plot's like this. The lady gives the owl Blue Beetle, the scarab. He takes it to his home, gets fused with it. Mm-hmm. Ted Cord and whatever the other guy is are like, we need to get our scarab back or whatever. Teams up with him to get the scarab back because they had it stolen from them by Susan Sarandon or something.
Yeah, or like Ted Cord is like...
They're in the background of a shot.
Like either is Ted Cord kind of being like, yeah, my sister, she's after this.
Yeah.
You need to protect it. That was mine for so long. I'm glad it's chosen you, but here's what's going on.
Yeah.
And so you might have like a mentor role who was like the previous that has no powers anymore. But it's just like, I got the knowledge, but I don't have like the powers. So, hey, this is what you got to do. Let me help you.
Do you reckon they'll crib from Into the Spider-Verse? Where he'll be like, I don't have the... chutzpah to take the Blue Beetle mantle and they'll be
you
like,
take it back.
I can't do this. This thing's fucked up. And they'll be like, kid, You are the Blue Beetle. Mm. Go out there and stop Grango, the indestructible man.
Like all that moment of doubt where he's like, okay, I'm just a guy that used to be Blue Beetle.
Yeah.
But I get it. Look, I'm going to try and do my best. You know, you don't worry. You stay at home. You play Nintendo and enjoy life. You are, you know, you're young.
You're this a child,
for
yeah.
you. I wish I could take the Blue Beetle off you, but it's got a mind of its own.
Yeah, it's fused to you.
But I got this sweet car.
Yeah, I'll do it in the Beetle copter, baby.
You have a good one. And then it's like, guilt.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I should save the day with my Final Fantasy VII Buster Sword.
Yeah, because everything you could imagine, you can make big, real.
You can make big. Wow.
It is funny, because it's very similar to the
Green Lantern.
Like a Green Lantern ring. I don't know if the Blue Beetle has that powers in the comics or whatever.
Not that I know of, but I don't know. Yeah.
Anything you imagine.
Big Zord.
Anime sword? Yeah, that's a pretty good choice.
Okay, fair enough.
Good choice, bro.
Blue Beetle has a weird origin.
Go on.
So Dan Garrett, the original Blue Beetle, at first as a Golden Age comic book character, he had a crazy backstory
like Owlman or Owl or whatever from
Watchmen, he was meant to be Blue Beetle.
He's the son of a murdered cop who dons a bulletproof blue costume and gains an enhanced physique from the superpowered formula Vitamin 2X. That story was later retconned.
Grant had like an amazing physique from that bulletproof.
No, he drank vitamin 2X.
Okay.
Yep. That's right.
Anyway, so they say he's an archaeologist that is doing excavation, gets bitten by the Blue Beetle scarab.
Yeah.
Then later on, he dies battling Ted Kord's uncle, Jarvis Kord.
Okay.
I guess the Kord are like mostly shitheads except for Teddy.
Dan gives the scarab to Ted, but Ted can't use it.
You use this, but beat up your uncle.
So the beetle doesn't grant.
Doesn't fuse to him.
No,
doesn't
like
fuse
that guy.
To him.
That's
so Ted Kord, Ted Kord's Blue Beetle is reminiscent of the very first Blue Beetle, where he just makes a whole bunch of gadgets and vehicles, much like Batman. And is a more sci-fi influenced version of the character, which makes him partnered.
And then it's like the scarab just flies around him, yeah?
He's just got. So is there like a scarab there that's like, you want to fuse me? No.
Okay. Yeah, I think I remember that the scarab's just kind of like
hangs out.
A buddy, basically. Yeah. But they weren't fused together.
Then Ted Kord gets killed by Maxwell Lord on...
Is that his dad or something?
No, Maxwell Lord's a Wonder Woman villain, typically. Lord.
Oh, never mind.
Maxwell Lord.
Yeah, so Pedro Pascal in 19.
Yeah,
because it's part of that comic book arc where everyone was like, Jesus Christ, because that's when Wonder Woman kills Maxwell Lord on TV.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, so Infinite Crisis kicks off. Yeah.
Check this out.
Yeah, because she's like strangling with the lasso of truth, and he's like, if you don't kill me, your friends are going to die.
Yeah.
That's an honest thing. And then she doesn't have a choice, and everyone hates Wonder Woman.
Yeah, everyone's mad at her. She did the right thing.
She did the right thing, yeah.
Anyway, so Ted gets killed by Maxwell, then the Beetle goes to Shazam, the wizard, and then the wizard gets killed, and the Beetle gets blasted into Jamie's home.
That's the comic book origin. So the Beetle is like, so old mate, the first one, gets got. He's like, I'll go to this guy.
He
sucks as a dude.
I'm sick of him. I'll just hover around.
Oh, he's dead. That wizard.
I know a wizard.
Yeah,
I'll go to him.
Oh, no, shit.
I'm on this kid now.
Yeah. Right. Hey, he seems better than that piece of shit Ted.
That's so weird. Why didn't he? Was it that it didn't go into Ted because Ted had evil genes?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
That's very funny.
Didn't want it.
Yeah. So the Blue Beetle costumes are in the background of that shot at the lab where.
Okay.
He's tinkering. They're very clearly there, but.
Well, then maybe that doesn't actually imply that there'll be a cameo from the other two Blue Beetles. It's just like maybe he gets access to the Blue Beetle lab because the Blue Beetle that's in him, the scarab's like, here are the coordinates to the lab where all your equipment is.
Susan Sarandon killed her brother, who was a previous Blue Beetle. This is my theory.
Yeah.
And has accessed his old lab to try and find out the Blue Beetle's secrets and how to get the Blue Beetle to choose her. Has chosen Jamie.
Because she says, like, it belongs to me.
Yeah.
So, like, I inherited it from my brother who I killed. Or she thinks she killed because reveal maybe towards the end
he survived.
He got sucked off into the Booster Gold dimension.
Yeah.
It's like a real departure from the classic Boost to Gold story. Yeah. I'm from my own dimension where everything is Boost to Gold. What? Yeah.
Here, let me suck you off into my dimension.
That it's just like the world, but everything's got boosted. You know when somebody takes like a character's face and then they make a whole landscape out of it? It's just that. Boost to Gold is the sun.
Yeah, it could be, she kills off Ted or whatever. Yeah. That's like mentioned, but like really he got chuffed off into space. Yeah. And then the end.
Well, like Booster Gold took him into the future or something.
Yeah. It's like Booster Gold and Blue Beetle come and knock on the door to be like, new Blue Beetle.
Yeah.
Bro.
Blah, here's how to be a Blue Beetle, baby. No other cameos, you reckon? The Batman, the Wonder Woman, the Aquaman, the Flash.
Nope.
Yeah.
Not in the slightest.
Do we think this movie is going to be relevant to the subsequent DCEU?
Not at all.
No, I think you're right.
I think it'll be only relevant to... No, wait, we said blue and gold isn't happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about this? Theoretically, say the movie does really well.
It will probably do well domestically because it's a different representation and therefore that will get audiences to see the movie at least in the first week. And if it is fun, like the trailer presents itself, it'll do fine.
Dude, but if it does really well, like say like it exceeds our expectations.
Say it does Joker level of expectations.
Do you think James Gunn would then incorporate it into the DCEU?
Of he's going to be like that big, like, okay, Shazam. He's got a picture of Shazam next to the DC, and we're cutting that out. And we're going to slam in Blue Beetle, get a bit of a gaffer. We put that there.
That's our guy.
But also, Joker did make $1 billion, and they didn't fold that in.
Well, they're making a sequel.
I just wonder because the thing that's happened with previous DC 10-year plans is they literally change it on the fly depending on how the movies do.
Which makes me think that they won't do that. They will just give this a sequel, and in the sequel, they'll tie it in more to...
Yeah, so instead of being... Basically, what I'm wondering is, like, say it does really well, is James Gunn likely to be like, well, after Superman Legacy, we'll have Blue Beetle 2, which I don't think so. I think you're right. I think it's more likely for the next phase of the DCEU.
Which is phase one. The next phase is phase one.
That's right. Are they called phases or chapters?
Chapters.
The next chapter. That's awesome.
Yeah, the next chapter is chapter one.
So is this chapter zero, Gods and Monsters?
No, Gods and Monsters is chapter one.
Yeah, this is a prelude.
Oh, right. Yeah,
we're not in chapter one.
I mean
yet.
The chapter after chapter one. Chapter two is when they do a Blue Beetle 2, if Blue Beetle
Beetle 2 will be in chapter
you
one.
You reckon?
Yeah.
You think they'll change
they'll
it on the fly?
They'll slot it in because it's not the same cast. Like, they're not changing anything. They'll just drop another movie in.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Because there is going to be a Booster Gold TV series.
Oh, okay.
I remember there was something with the Booster Gold.
And that was announced in the thing.
So I think, we're going to shoot.
Have they cast him?
I reckon they have. And
he'll pop up in the Blue Beetle being like, knock, knock, knock.
Yeah.
Cunt, that's my bug.
That's my friend's bug.
That's my friend's bug. Well, come to the Booster Gold dimension with me.
In the IMDb trivia, Jason Sudeikis was like, I had to deny rumors that he was cast as Booster Gold.
Oh my God, Jason Sudeikis.
They're not putting Jason Sudeikis
in. Why would they do that?
He's also gotten heat recently. You don't want to cast someone that's already on
Ted Lasso, season 3, now streaming on...
Apple Plus.
Apple Plus. I was about to say who.
Not Hulu.
That would have been wrong.
That would have been incorrect. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's very funny if they cast anyone like above 38.
It'd be very weird to do.
Booster Gold.
It'd be very weird.
Because you kind of want Booster Gold to be a stupid 25-year-old jock.
Absolutely.
Who's like...
Cast fucking Cole Sprouse or fucking Archie from Riverdale.
Just like of the walk. You kind of want to be a little bit like... A bit sort of bulky, kind of what like Eddie Brock in the comic book series.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
that
kind
of like... How are you a journalist in that, Jack?
Absolutely.
I don't understand.
But then he's full doofus mode as well. Yeah. He's going to be a big, he's kind of a himbo style dude.
He could put on a few more, like, kilos, I reckon.
Show us.
That's Archie, but only in his underwear. Yeah. I don't know why I went for that photo.
That's a hubba, good photo. Hubba.
He's horny in that one.
Yeah, it's great, but I think, like, a bit bigger.
Yes, know, yeah.
Because you kind of want him to
be
more like...
I don't that Jack,
he's not that
honest.
Jack, but I kind of want him to be more of a quarterback look.
Yeah, that's fair. I can see that. Well, do we think that the Booster Gold TV show is going to be about... Booster Gold and this Blue Beetle? Or will the TV show be about Booster Gold and the core Blue Beetle?
I really want Booster Gold to have the vibe of, he peaked in high school.
Yeah.
And he's going back in time and he thinks he knows shit but he doesn't. And he's like maybe teaming up with this Blue Beetle, but he keeps wanting him to be the other. He's like, I'm not your friend. Shut up, my old friend. Don't treat me like your old friend. But he just keeps treating him like his old friend.
Because I was going to say, that's the thing that people like the most about the Blue Beetle Booster Gold friendship is that they're such good. They're like the goofball brothers, you know what I mean?
What about Zac Efron?
Zac Efron? Bit old, but... Could do it.
He's not that old. I think he's our age.
He's not that old, but
that's what he's looking like now.
Yeah, he's like youngish for kind of like.
He's ripped, has a mustache, but also chest hair.
Oh, yeah, no, he could do it. He could do it.
Yeah. Get him some frosted tips.
Zac Efron with frosted tips. Now we're talking.
But yeah, I think.
Do you think we seem out of touch to our listeners when every time we try and list
100%.
Young.
Yeah, why do you ask?
Anytime we're like young actors, we go to the cast of Riverdale and then Zac Efron, and then we're like, oh.
That's it.
Zac Efron's 35.
Do you think that they've realized we were out of touch when we did an extended Monk bit earlier?
No, that shows that we're in touch.
Monk's cool again.
Making a new movie.
Yeah, I'm making a new movie, to be honest. So that is fair. It is cool again.
Yeah, well, I mean, another young actor, Timothy Chalamet.
Really running out of the baseless speculation playbook.
How old's Adrian Brody these days?
He's young, right?
Adrian Brody getting any younger?
What about Adam Brody? He's in the OC. He must be 23?
He's the dad from Jurassic Park, Sam Neill. He's a good young boy.
He's sprightly, right?
Sam Neill is Booster Gold.
He did a whole campaign how he should just eat meat.
Yeah.
That's what I want from a Booster Gold.
What about the eldest boy in the hit TV series The Middle? What's he doing? Something Heck. Their last name was Heck. I remember that.
Because the youngest kid's name is Brick Heck. That's his real name. Brick.
That's the funniest joke in the middle.
Yeah.
They peaked when they named the youngest kid in the family. Brick Heck.
Yeah, and he's dumb, too.
Hey, but
he's
Brick Heck.
He's like weird, dumb.
He's a weird little kid. Yeah.
He's kind of like a Stewie Griffin.
Yeah, he has Stewie Griffin vibes. But then he got older and less cute, I think. And he started
talking
weird.
His name's still Brick, unfortunately.
His name is still Brick Heck.
Yeah.
What's the other kid's names?
It's Brick Heck, Sue Heck.
Yeah, Sue Heck's a great name.
Sue Heck's an awesome name.
She's also basically just the oldest girl in Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, she is similar. She's
what's
gawky.
Her name?
Sue Heck. Oh, Linda Boucher? Tina Boucher?
Tina.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because Linda's mom. Yeah.
And then I don't remember the adult Hecks.
Malcolm's mom and the janitor dad.
What about, speaking of things in the middle, Malcolm in the middle, the youngest kid, Dewey. What's he up to these days?
Oh, Dewey!
He was blonde, from memory.
How old do we now?
I don't know. I don't think he's acted since 2010.
This is his comeback. Dewey's back!
We're not a touch, right?
No, we are.
It's good references.
We are out of touch. We are well and truly into our 30s.
He was born in 91.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like, you know.
So was I.
Exactly, yeah. So 30.
Could I play Booster Gold?
Eric Sullivan, Dewey, hasn't rocked up to several Malcolm in the Middle cast reunions and has kept a low profile since he was 18 and started the movie 12.
So he's ready
to go, baby.
He was in a 12 is directed by famous root rat Joel Schumacher, who, again, a reminder to baseless speculation audiences, claims to have fucked between 10,000 and 20,000 men whilst alive.
That's so
which
awesome.
Which is... If you do fuck
maths, he put nipples on the bat suit. The best thing he ever did.
I mean, if you just look at his Wikipedia photo,
he did it. He's
he
a
fucked
root rat.
At least 10,000 people.
That's
100,000.
So many. It's like the.
Okay,
yeah.
How about this? Corey Feldman for Booster Gold. It's a bit out there.
Corey!
Yeah, he's not young.
Corey's back. Oh, Corey's returned.
What about Corey into house, Corey?
Oh, yeah. How old's he going to be now? How old's Raven Simone?
I think Raven's back.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let's find out. Yeah, Raven Simone. She's in a...
What about the youngest kid from Danani? Are there any young
not
kids
discography.
In
there?
Did Frasier have a song?
What's John Travolta up to these
He's flying planes.
Yeah,
he's flying planes into the casting call of the latest Booster Gold.
Well, fingers crossed.
Put him in.
I mean, look, famously, Booster Gold has hair. John Travolta currently does not.
Not quite.
But... That's what wigs are for.
So Raven has an adult series called Raven's Home where she's the mom.
Oh, okay.
A divorced mom.
Oh, that's...
Well, she didn't see that one coming, I guess. Whoa, I hope they had an episode of her having a That's So Raven premonition on the, like, standing waiting for her husband to walk down the aisle and was like,
oh, no.
Oh, we fall out of love. What's Corey in the house up to?
No.
Kyle...
Do other people know young actors?
Are there any?
Are there young actors? If we asked, say, James from the Weekly Planet, name a young actor, could he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think he knows either.
Corey's...
Nor does Mason.
Corey's in the big house now.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's sad about
Corey. That's sad. Do James and Mason know young actors? No, they're older than us.
Yeah, they got no idea.
Or maybe they're younger than us.
We got that later.
Jury's out, you know?
Yeah.
Time will tell, I guess. Yeah.
I mean, they definitely have a younger than us vibe.
Yeah.
Because they look after themselves.
Yeah, we get a slower vibe.
Yeah.
I think slower minds.
Me and you are significantly younger than them.
Yes, yeah.
Which is funny.
I don't feel younger than
them. No.
I feel aged. We got any swings for the fences for the Blue Beetle movie?
It'll be good.
Yeah, like really good.
Like I'm expecting this to be like a 3.5 out of 5.
Really?
I think that this will be. I mean, this isn't a. It's going to sound like a bold claim, but it actually, when really sit back and think about it, it's not. Yeah. I honestly think this will be the best superhero movie of 2023. The only thing that is going to have to like clear the high bar of is Guardians of the Galaxy 3. Ah, Marvel? The Marvels.
The Marvels, yeah.
No, but the Marvels, there's a lot of moving parts and they might shit the bed.
Yeah, that's true.
Secret Invasion? Yeah. I mean, it's a TV series.
I mean, TV series aren't movies, but also, I think this will be better than that, definitely.
All right. Hot damn. My swing for the fence is we get a full Justice League cameo in this movie. Full JLA on the screen.
I was like, swing for the fence. Like maybe we get almost like a rehash of the sting at the end of Shazam, where it's like that Task Force X being like, Blue Beetle, come over.
That rules.
Which would be very, very funny.
Maybe it'll be Black Adam.
Yeah.
And he'll do the cameo here. He was meant to do for Shazam.
Imagine.
Fuck.
I think we're getting it ends with either the original Blue Beetle and Boosty Gold, or just Boosty Gold himself being like, knock, knock, hey, come on, I got a new hit series coming to HBO Max and you're in it.
I see you got my pal's old costume.
Yeah, yeah.
Bet you didn't know it does this. And he presses a button and it fucking kills.
The two, like, scarab arms come out of the back and just stab him inside the head.
Oh.
Got another one. Mm. He's killing Blue Beetles.
He turns to the camera and it's Darkseid.
The Captain Carapace or whatever.
Yeah.
So he's
Carapace, indestructible man.
Yeah, whatever.
Carapax, the indestructible man.
Yeah, they take his scarab or whatever that he's using. And it'll fuse with, like, one of the
Susan
family
Sarandon?
Members.
Yeah.
Maybe
it doesn't. She's the secret real big bad of the. Yeah.
Well, she is the secret big bad.
Yeah, but I mean, like for the final fight, she'll have powers.
Oh, she'll come back
in.
Yeah, she'll do the Jeff Bridges thing from Iron Man.
Were you gonna say Jeff Goldblum?
No, Jeff Bridges and Jeff.
He's young.
Jeff Bridges and Jeff Daniels. I get confused.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Which is
Jeff Daniels?
If
he was so good in Speed and Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, yeah.
If the newsroom you're thinking, that's Daniels on your mind. If the Crazy Heart, then that's Bridges. That's an easy rhyme for everyone to remember.
Yeah, one more time again. So if it's newsroom on your mind,
that's Daniels. And if you're thinking of Crazy Heart, you're thinking Bridges.
It's annoying. It doesn't even rhyme.
Try and rhyme Bridges and Daniel.
If it's news on your mind, it's Daniels you'll find.
Yeah. And if it's Arlington Road.
If it's Arlington Road, that's Bridges, my joke.
Okay, yeah.
It's a good way of telling them apart.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Yeah, well.
The newsroom's the funniest TV show in the world as someone that's not American.
Oh,
every episode
absolutely.
Is either actually funny or accidentally unintentionally funny.
Never seen it.
Yeah,
I'm going to show you some clips. You'll have a blast.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, Booster Gold, I mean, whatever this movie is. Blue Beetle. We didn't think it was ever going to come out.
I'm still on the fence.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. It's too.
People were really excited for this episode. Yeah. Do you reckon they're still?
Oh yeah.
Yeah yeah.
Let us know. Reach into the toilet and try and hit 5 stars
try
on your phone.
Try not to push your phone deeper. Don't get it in the you bad. You're fucked. Yeah.
Oh, just quickly on this. I can't remember if it was on.
It's on the subreddit.
Yeah.
Yes, this is a great story.
So on the Sanspants Radio subreddit, or you can email us at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, but we don't read that except for our end of year specials.
Yeah, yeah.
So you'll get a reply within 6 months.
A beautiful listener wrote in that it was like, hey, recently, I mean, yes, there's a whole drop toilet in the gag. Haha, very funny. You'll always love the idea of someone managing to drop their phone somewhere so awkward while listening to a podcast. But today, I was unwrapping something I'd bought from the shop so I could bin the packaging and head home, and accidentally dropped my phone. In an attempt to catch it, I knocked it into the bin, pulling my headphones out. I had to go ask a staff member to come unlock the bin cover so I could fish my phone, and all the while, the baseless speculation played from somewhere under all the garbage it had sunk into.
That's
it was nice that you were hearing us filtered through trash.
Yeah, that's how you sound good.
That's what we're meant to be.
Baseless speculation live from the bin.
Yeah. Just, this is art imitating life. This is our podcast cover.
Yeah, absolutely. That's true. We were in the bin. The right place for us to be.
We should announce we're doing a tour and then just record new episodes and then just wheel out a bin on stage and play it out of the bin.
Put our phone in the bin and there you go.
Anyway, this has been... on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson. I've also been Joel.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and well, we've been the BS boys, and maybe this week the B stands for bin. And the S stands
the
for...
The bin speculation.
The S stands for...
The S stands for...
Sloppy?
Bin...
Stinky?
Swear in it.
Bin, we're in it.
Bin, swear in it. But you're kind of saying bins were in it, but the... End of bin is the start of the next one.
Yeah.
It's an easy rhyme. If it's in the bin.
If it's the bin you're in, you're listening to Baseless Speculation. If it's the bin you're out, I don't know what you're listening to. Sometimes we're also in the toilet.
Yeah. Toilet or bin, that's Baseless Speculation. If you're getting news on comic books, TV shows, and movies, it's probably the Weekly Planet.
Yeah, that's right. That's how you know.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sanspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.